Representative Hawkins, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Are you surprised at all by the numbers and the success we've seen in sports wagering in the first year in North Carolina?
Very surprised. We thought that revenue was going to be at $100 million total. We had no idea that we would eclipse the $1 billion mark in the state of North Carolina. But we're so proud of the success, and we knew that by legalizing it and ensuring that people were protected and brought this system was brought out of the dark, we knew that it would be successful, just not this successful this early.
Why was it important for you initially to get on board with this bill and help get it across the finish line?
Well, I mean, North Carolina is a sports state. We know that people are brought here because of the sports. They follow the sport. There is a growing number of people who have expendable income. And most importantly, it was a consumer protection issue. What we found is that there were a few billion dollars being spent in the dark market. So that means if someone placed a bet out of state on an unfettered market, that means that they didn't have anyone to honor their bet. If someone didn't want to honor it, they didn't have to. And so we didn't want people to be in that position in North Carolina. And then we also realized the revenue that could be brought in for something like this. And so states all around us are doing it, and it was the right thing at the right time for our state. And not to mention, we were able to do a lot of great things with the revenue that did come in.
I'm glad you brought up the revenue, because I do want to piggyback on that. There is a lot of tax revenue that's been generated from the sports wagering. Can you give us a sense of how that tax revenue is allocated?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the first things that we did, of course, is because with any new opportunity like this, we want to make sure that if anyone finds themselves in that needs education and or finds themselves in a gambling addiction situation, they need to be supported. Mm-hmm. And so we gave $2 million to Health and Human Services for that purpose. But one thing that we realized is that even politically, we needed to ensure that every county had an opportunity to be part of the revenue sharing. And so in the very beginning, we only had this really big sports attraction fund, which, to be honest, only supported Raleigh and Charlotte. And so what we did then is we proposed $1 million and got passed $1 million to amateur sports. And so that means there's a grant across North Carolina in every single county to support youth activity. So that means if a school needs upgrades to their field or new equipment, or a nonprofit that supports young people wants to make sure that they have the opportunity to participate, they get resources every single year through a grant program. And in year one, we were able to give away 700,000 grants to about 77 organizations. We get right now about over $1.2 million goes to about 13 of our UNC system university. And we gave $1 million out through the Youth Engagement Commission to support travel in-state and out-of-state. So if you have a softball team that made it to the regional or their national championship, they could apply for resources to travel out-of-state, as well as the Big Attraction Fund, which helps us bring big events like the NBA All-Star Game, the NCAA, and really those kinds of things that make North Carolina a destination, because we lose a ton of big activity to places like Dallas, to Atlanta, and to D.C. And so North Carolina needs to be in everyone's thoughts when it comes to big events. And that's one way that we can help incentivize those events to come to our state.
You mentioned these amateur sports grants and the 13 UNC systems and the 700,000 grants that you've given out. Have you heard from any of these organizations that have benefited from these grants and this tax revenue?
Yes, sir. One great story through the North Carolina Amateur Sports Network is based on what happened in Helene. And because of the grant, so many schools and able to rebuild parks and provide for their youth engagement students and their young athletes in ways that they didn't think they would be able to. And so these grants really came at the right time for places in Western North Carolina. And we've even had success, again, across the triangle. And it really, I think, again, is at the right time in North Carolina for us to be able to make sure that students who want to participate in sports, we know what you learn when you're in sports. Mm-hmm. You learn collaboration, you learn competition, you get a lot of confidence. And so we wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to do that and have the facilities to do that. And Western North Carolina has so many examples of ways that we were able to allocate those resources and keep them whole and keep them active when they needed it most.
Representative Hawkins, obviously a great first year as it relates to sports wagering in North Carolina. So what comes next in year two and beyond?
Yeah, so we expect the same level of activity to persist in North Carolina. We likely will see a slight bump. I doubt that we will double in year two. But we know that the opportunity to rethink the way that some of these revenue sources are given out, there, because of the participation in youth sports, there's a youth sports initiative in the General Assembly that would, you know, further enhance the ability for us to attract out-of-state youth activity, again, a volleyball tournament that moves around the country or some national and regional events. We want to make sure that we're attracting those to North Carolina, and that does take a lot of resources. And so with the revenue that we've been able to give, I think that's another place that we can look at. I think because we also increase what we initially, granted to some of these organizations. When you're $6 billion in debt, you know, all the revenue that we've received, we did over, $300 million in the first 3 or 4 months. It's time to make sure that, and with the big attraction fund, I think that we really need to start bidding at some point. Right now, the state has not put in a bid for something large, but we need to make sure that we're moving in that direction. And so, we've only done it for 1 year, so, things will grow, but we want to make sure that we're actually using it so people in the state can benefit and see the benefit from us making this decision last year.
Durham County Representative Zach Hawkins. Representative Hawkins, always appreciate the time and the candor, and I look forward to visiting again sometime real soon.
All right, thank you.